Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos, Parsha Shmini, also Parsha Sachaydesh, very appropriately, the Shabbos before a total eclipse here in our area in America, very appropriate for Parsha Sachaydesh. Let's try to talk a little about this, a little about that, and a little about the other thing. First thing, of course, is Parsha Shmini. Parsha Shmini is the eighth day, that's why it's called Shmini. It's the climax of all the preparation for the inauguration of the Mishkan. Klal Yisrael, 6 months earlier, on Yom Kippurim, Moshe Rabbeinu came down and told Klal Yisrael on the 11th day of Tishrei about the Mishkan. They collected, prepared, and for the 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Moshe Rabbeinu served as Kohen Gadol and trained Aaron HaKohen and his sons. And now, on the Yom HaShmini, which is Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the Avodah by Aaron and his children began. The beginning of Masechtas Yuma starts with the idea that for 8 days they separated the Kohen Gadol, Mafrish and Kohen Gadol. They would separate the Kohen Gadol from everybody else. He stayed in the Beis HaMikdash, and he practiced in order to be able to be prepared to do the Avodah on Yom HaKippurim. That's the very first Mishnah in Masechtas Yuma. Mafrish and Kohen Gadol, Zayin Yomim of Yom HaKippurim. Most people understand it's a practical matter. You have to train, you have to know what to do in order to practice, so you have to have the 8 days to practice. That's the Havana, the understanding of the Hamainam of most people. That is in error. If you learn the Mishnayis, I guess you can make that mistake. But if you learn the Gemara, you see it's not that way. On Dav Beis Amid Aleph in Masechtas Yuma, Rabbi Yechonon tells us that the days of preparation for Yom Kippurim are learned out of this week's parasha, out of the 7 days of preparation, the Yemei HaMiluim, which led to the Yom HaShmini, the day that the Kohen Gadol did the Avodah, Aaron HaKohen. The same thing before Yom Kippurim, the 7 days before, the preparation was done. Reish Lakish disagrees. He says we don't learn it from the Miluim. However, he holds that we learn it from Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Moshe Rabbeinu himself is something that's not often noticed, prepared for Matan Torah. It says, Shmais Chavdalit Tezayin, Vayishkan Kavayit Hashem Al Har Sinai, Vichaseyu Ha'onan Sheshes Yamim, Vayikra Moshe Be'em Hashvi. There's also a preparation of 7 days. On the seventh day, Moshe Rabbeinu was called, and then subsequently went up to the Har Sinai. So there too, there were days of preparation, and Reish Lakish says we learn it from Moshe. Whether we learn it from Moshe, we learn it from Aaron, either way, it's not a practical matter to be prepared. It's a halachic matter. It's Xeris HaKasim that we learn out that you need days of preparation. And really, it's the Yisayid Gadol, that every Dvar Shebikdusha needs preparation. It's an av to all Dvar Shebikdusha that needs 7 days of preparation. It may well be that the custom of a chassan separate from the kallah for 7 days before the wedding may come from that idea, the idea of setting aside days of greater isbainidus, more being alone, in order to be prepared for the Yom HaChuppah, in order to be prepared for Knesset HaChuppah. It may be that that's why Bris Milah is on the 8th day. It's Xeris HaKasuv. But in the Yisayid HaDavar, the father gets 7 days of preparation before the extraordinary mitzvah of being Machdis, his son, into the Brisai Shel Avraham Avinu. This is the Inyanei HaChana, the idea that before entering into a Dvar Shebikdusha, a person has to be Machin. The Shalom Meshiv in his Sefer Divrei Shol on the Parsha brings an Arizal that the reason preparation is 7 days is connected to 7 days of the week. Every day of the week has its own personality, its own attributes, its own connection And therefore, the hachana, to prepare for something, you do it with everything, with all 7 days of the week, are all part of this extraordinary hachana. So the Yisayda Davar is the idea that everything that's a davar shebekdusha needs hachana, needs preparation. You don't just fall into it, and you need to prepare. We live in a very rushed world. We rush into things very, very quickly. The truth is that we would do well to stop and be misbehaving a little when you have the opportunity to be involved in things that are meaningful, to stop beforehand, to think about it, and then to do it with a greater sense of Kedusha. So this is the idea of the first part of the parasha, Vehimei Mashmini. It's a climax of days of Hachana. Let's move on to a second topic. Rosh Chodesh Nissan is coming up on this coming Tuesday is Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Now, of course, there are many, many things that change when Rosh Chodesh Nissan comes about. Many things that change. One of the main things that change is that we suddenly have an iser to say Tachnun. We're able to say Tachnun, at the schlis to say Tachnun all year round. There comes Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and we have to stop, which really means that these next couple of days are days that we should prepare ourselves. The last days that we have an opportunity to say Tachnun and to make it more meaningful. What is Tachnun? Tachnun, Nefilas Zapayim, is the main part of Tachnun. And what do we do by Nefilas Zapayim? Ashkenazim say the sixth perek of Tehillim. Try them have a custom to say perek Chof Hei of Tehillim. We say this in Nefilas Zapayim. Both the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim, who say different kapitel Tehillim, have a hagdama, a sentence of preparation. Rachum v'chanu chatozmu fanecha, Hashem olay rachmim rachim olay v'kabal tachnunai. That is our hagdama. Bardim say it b'loshin rabim, Ashkenazim b'loshin yachid. Be that as it may, everyone says this. It's not a pasuk. It's just a tefillah, which is a hagdama. We already find Rabbeinu Chananel in Maseches Megillah, Daf Chav Dalid, mentioning Derech Agav, that Racham Echanun is what we say at the beginning of the Tefilas Apayim. It's supposed to be in the Tefilas Apayim already when you say the Racham Echanun. This is what we say in preparation. Why do we say this beforehand? If the Iker of the Tefilas Apayim, the Kapitel Tehillim, it may well be that the reason we do it is a Hachana. As I just mentioned, a Davar Shebekdusha needs Hachana. The Tefilas Apayim, which is a major part of the davening, needs a hachana. That's a tila, rachav hachanun, a preparation for saying tachnun, for saying the Tefilas Apayim. I mentioned in the past that during the Tefilas Apayim, a person can add his own bakashas, just like in Shemini Esrei, a person can add his bakashas. Same thing when a person is bent down saying the Tefilas Apayim, he can add his own request. This surprised many people. So I want to mention to you, it's not a surprise. As a matter of fact, the Iker of Nefilas Apayim is personal bakashas. The Torah, quoting Reb Amram Goyen, one of the first Siddurim, says, and I quote, Neiflin Tzibur Al Pineyem U'mevakshim Rachmim B'shoyo Kol Echad Bakashas. He said Nefilas Apayim is that you fall and say the request that you want. And therefore, the Tefilas Apayim is of great significance. That's a thought for these days leading up. We don't have much left. We have Friday, Sunday for Shacharis and Mincha, Monday for Shacharis. We have four Tefilas Apayims left. Chaparai, make it meaningful. Think the meaning of the word. And finally, my third thought for this week has to do with the eclipse. There's a lot of hype about the eclipse. And for us, the meaning of the eclipse is to study the idea of a Maylid, the idea that every month is a Maylid Halavana, and the eclipse is just a symbol of the Maylid Halavana. Chazal say that when there's a solar eclipse, it's a Simen Tov Yisrael. The moon, which is a remes to Klal Yisrael, eclipses the sun, which is a remes to the Umis Ha'ilam, and that is a Simen Tov. Some people think that, how could it be a Simen Tov? It's on the schedule, it's predicted. Chazal knew it's predicted. There are certain zmanim that are a simon, that are simon type, and that is a mailud which falls at the time that he eclipses the sun. What's the hachana? What do you tell your children? What do you do? Why do we rebbeim do a tamidim? They arrange a class to teach about the mailud. The mailud happens every month. Why is it only an eclipse now? Another kasha. We're going to announce the shul. We're going to announce Mailin and the Shul on Shabbos when we bench Rosh Chodesh. Is that time exactly the time of the eclipse? Adjusting for Eretz Yisrael time? Listen carefully and see if it is. And then figure out why it's not. Which of course the Rambam addresses in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. And so, I suggest you prepare. Take out, there's a sefer called Shekel HaChodesh. Shekel HaKodesh is a Chaim Kanievsky's sefer on Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh in the Rambam. And there, in the Perek, which deals with the Mailid, learn the Perek. It's written like a Mishnah Berurah. Anybody can learn it. Learn it, get a geschmack, and make it significant. So, three thoughts for this week. Shmini, the idea of the eighth day, and the Hachana. The ideas of Tachnun, the Hachana we do for Tachnun. And the eclipse, I'm calling on you to make a hachana for seeing the eclipse by learning about the mailid. A good Shabbos to one and all. He writes in that it should taka be a siman tov l'klal Yisrael, and a chen of bnei Yisrael, especially in Eretz Yisrael, should have a Yeshua from the challenges they're facing. A good Shabbos to one and all.